Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And, of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Jeff Winarski and Matthew Schultz from TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and today we're focusing on their third division, which is electrical, and relatively new to them, but nonetheless a valuable component to your services. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, sir.
We touched on some of this in shows in the past, but we want to start by talking about the importance, especially with what's happening potentially with the grid. More reliance on the grid and less dependency on it being able to handle increased volume, is that there may be a chance for more brownouts and more surge, and therefore we need surge protection.
Absolutely. You know, it's something that's really going to come to the forefront here, where you're going to start seeing a lot more of it, where power is going to go down, you're going to start losing a leg of power, you're going to get spikes in your house. You have to remember, everything in your house nowadays is computerized. I mean, your stove, your fridges, everything. You get a good surge of power there, and it's going to kind of take out that control board.
So let's retell the story, Jeff. Actually, you called in when this happened. We had a caller who called in and said that they had a surge and that parts of their house was fried. Part of their equipment, I don't remember whether it was a television or a refrigerator, something was fried as a result of it.
It was a lot of stuff. Yeah. It was a whole neighborhood, about 17 houses that we knew of that were affected. We had damage to furnaces. I had people telling me they had damage to their stoves, their electric beds, all kinds of things in the entire neighborhood that got burned up because they got a surge of power.
Yeah, and what happened when I checked into it, NYSEG said it was a bird strike.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. A bird flew into the transformer and sent too much voltage to the neighborhood.
Okay, so that's how it happens. It over amplifies the current as a result of the hit.
Correct. Yeah, something must have happened where it probably sent both legs of power down one leg and you ended up with, instead of getting 120 volts on one leg of power, maybe you got 240 on that leg.
So tell us how a surge protector would help you here.
Well, basically, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a surge protector. So if it sees that the power is going to be above whatever it's rated for, it will actually cut it out to protect everything else.
Mm-hmm. Now, should you have... there's various places you can put a surge protector. You could put it on the panel to give your whole house protection, but is that as effective as putting a surge protector on each appliance?
You can kind of do it either way. You know, yes, if you put it on your panel, then everything in your house is going to be protected. Otherwise, you got to go through. I mean, everybody buys, you know, the power strips with the surge protectors built in, you know, for their computers and everything else, but... Again, nowadays you have your TVs and your stoves and your refrigerators. Everything's smart in the house. So all of that stuff should be protected.
So which way would you recommend?
I'd recommend the whole house.
The whole house.
Yep. Put
okay.
it right on the panel. Get everything in the house protected. And this way then it's one piece of equipment, we'll call it, that you got to maintain. And that's
okay.
it.
Okay, and when we talk about that, what kind of money are we talking about?
They're not much, you know, several hundred dollars, I'm sure, you know, to have them installed.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it also depends on the panel that's there and what needs to be done to get these things installed. But
now, what if you had a standby generator? Would you need to protect it separately from the panel?
It depends on what you have. If you have a, say, just a circuit. Transfer switch where you're only powering certain circuits in your house, then yes, you're going to have to protect that. But if you have it on the whole house transfer, then it's already in there.
Okay.
The newer generators nowadays, they actually monitor themselves, and
mm-hmm.
they will. Yes, there is a chance where you can get a spike from a generator, but it's very uncommon that you get it from the generator.
Okay, I mentioned last week the. The law that was passed in Berkeley overturning the gas ban. It was the restaurant lobby that got together and found that there was a flaw in the state law, that states are not allowed to regulate appliances. It's a federal policy. So hopefully that'll start some movement across the country and maybe change our outlook on what's happening January of 26. Which, Matthew, when you were on last, we talked about the fact that no one seems to be ready for 100% electric houses.
No one's ready. No one understands the technology. The grid cannot handle that. You know, they talk about every year the amount of new construction that's in the area, that the grid can almost not handle that, and they
mm-hmm.
have to upgrade the grid.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine if it's all electric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever see NYSEG or National Grid outside your house working on something, go outside and talk to them. They'll tell you the truth.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know, the wiring that's underground now is over 100 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it can't handle what's there.
Mm-hmm. So when we talk about more need for more power, the idea of what's going to happen if we go to 100% electric in our new construction of homes is that your amperages are going to have to be increased exponentially to be able to handle everything that's in the house.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, you know, when you increase that, you have to increase your wire size coming from your poles to your house. So now you're talking meter channels on the outside of the house that has to get replaced. The electrical drops have to be replaced. Your panels. I mean, it is going to be a very expensive thing for homeowners to do.
Let's talk about that. First of all, heat pump compared to a furnace, are they more expensive?
Yes, they are probably... 3 times the cost.
Okay. And so that's substantial.
Yep.
And of course, the utility is more.
Yes.
To run them is more than to run a gas furnace.
Sure. If you have your house, if you have a heat pump heating your entire home, you're talking could be 100 amp service. If you have a bigger house, you might need two systems. So you might need a 200 amp service just for your heating and air conditioning equipment.
And that's the third piece to that, that you're going to have a larger service to handle everything in your home.
Correct. I mean, you're talking, you know, car chargers now and, you know, all of this stuff. I mean, it all requires power.
What is a 400 amp service cost over a 200 amp service?
Oh, geez, you're probably going to be double.
Yeah.
You're probably going to be double. I mean, you're increasing wire sizes, you're increasing meter channels. I mean, you're probably looking at double the cost.
Okay. Now, when we also floating around the state of New York is in the assembly, a proposal to basically eliminate the automatic installation of gas lines into new neighborhoods. Imagine how cataclysmic that will be in a power outage, which seems somewhat more inevitable when we talk about the over-reliance on the undependable grid, not to have a backup of a standby generator that could be there for you in a power outage. I mean, this is hypocrisy.
Well, I mean, and it's not even that. You know, you look at it, a lot of people have, you know, gas fireplaces in their house. They have, you know, portable heaters, things like that, that, yeah, if the power goes down and they don't have a generator, at least they can stay warm. You're not going to have that anymore.
So what are we going to do?
You're going to freeze. Unfortunately, if you don't have a generator or some way to get that back up and running, you know, they've come out with solar generators now and, you know, obviously solar panels and, you know, power grids to your own house off your solar panels. If you don't have stuff like that, yeah, you're going to suffer.
Okay, we're painting a really rosy picture here. 803-0930 in the 716, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board open and operating at 716-803-0930. Email me, hammertime@wben.com. Check out the Cortese website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our gorgeous Bella Kachina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings. Come out and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. We'd love to show you around. And don't forget to register for our cooking school. We've got a class coming up that we're traveling to Milan, January the 6th. And then 1 week later, we are making cheese. That's right. Cheese Making 101 is the 13th of January. Two classes a month now starting in the new year. Milan is January the 6th, where we're making osso buco, folks. And then Cheese Making 101. Learn how to make different kinds of cheeses the 13th of January. Go online to Cortese.net, drop down menu, come home to Cortese Cooking School. And how about giving the gift of a class? That's all there. Check it out at Cortese.net. Our wonderful chef, Jerry Clemente, is looking for you to attend one of our cooking classes. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
WBEN 930 AM, as Buffalo as wings.
You know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have the official banker of Cortese Construction, Christina Schwendler, from the East Hammers branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. We both know that many of your listeners are thinking about sprucing up their homes right now. If you're thinking about adding on to your house, remodeling your kitchen, fixing a leaky roof, or any other home improvement project you can dream up, Lakeshore Savings Bank can help you finance it with a home equity line of credit. Are you looking to consolidate debt? Are you anticipating upcoming college expenses? A home equity line of credit offers a lower interest rate than most credit cards or personal loans. Plus, it offers you the flexibility to borrow what you need when you need it. We're open today until noon. Give us a call at 716-688-6114, and we can walk you through everything. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Homeowners, now is the time to see if you qualify for free weatherization services from Supportive Services. I'm Lou Petrucci, Executive Director. We'll come out, assess your home, boost energy efficiency, and make it safer, all at no cost to you. Services like insulation, air sealing, possibly window or appliance replacements, and more. Create a safer and more comfortable home, all at no cost to you. Visit supportiveservices.com today to see if you qualify. Funded by New York State Department of Homes and Community Renewal and the U.S. Department of Energy.
Hey, Dave Bellavie here with a message for military retirees and active duty family members in Western New York. You have a TRICARE Prime option with a Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan. This plan offers affordable, high-quality coverage with a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more, visit martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276 to speak with a local health benefit specialist. Get the TRICARE coverage, quality, and savings you deserve with a Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Well, winter is here, and as we move indoors, it's the perfect time to give your basement a fresh look. The best choice, folks, is a Gorilla Floor. It's a surface that's both stylish and practical. Why do I say that? Well, unlike rugs, tiles, or laminate, a Gorilla Floor is designed for easy cleanup if it gets wet. No insurance calls or mold remediation needed. Nope. It's simple, durable, and elegant. Call today for a free estimate and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor. Mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time, and you'll get 10% off your already affordable Gorilla basement floor. Here's the number, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, this is Bill Wildarczyk, CEO at Fox Run at Orchard Park. This is Judy Jackson, originally from East Aurora, New York.
Moving from the extreme that I did, a big farm, to two-bedroom apartment, it just has been a wonderful adjustment. My dog thinks that we have just bought her another farm, and it's called Fox Run.
Call 662-5001 or visit our website at foxrunorchardpark.com. Live life at Fox Run.
Hey, it's Brian Mazurowski. You know, I've been telling you for a few weeks now about personal information removal. It's one of the best features of Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. Why? Well, so far, they found 39 different websites selling my personal information, things like name, email address, phone number, even names of my family members. And now DuckDuckGo is working to remove that information so they can't share it or sell it. It's one of my favorite parts about Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo that also includes DuckDuckGo's VPN that keeps my Wi-Fi connection secure and identity theft restoration. Three great features all for one price, just $9.99 a month. But for my listeners, I really want you to try this out. That's why we're offering a 30-day free trial at duckduckgo.com/WBEN. Try personal information removal for yourself and see how many sites are selling your information. Get that free 30-day trial at duckduckgo.com/WBEN.
Hey, are you looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York for top-notch options. From stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, they truly do have it all. Hey, did you know that you can upload a photo of your room and see what a new flooring looks like? What a great idea. Go to FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com and you can do that. Or stop into their showroom at Harlem in Clinton. And make sure you tell them that Dominic sent you. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Don't just think it. Say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
Hotel. 1023 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic and my guests in studio from TRS Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, Jeff Winarski and Matt Schultz. And we're taking your questions about electrical issues today as we're talking about the more reliance on the grid and the lack of dependability of the grid as we expand its use. And of course, the pending change in new construction of homes, whereas of January of next year, 100% of all residential construction has to be electric, and how unreliable the grid is, and what are we going to do about it? Well, I don't know, except complain, complain, and complain. And if you haven't complained yet, you should think about complaining. To who? Well, to your state representatives, your state senator, your state assemblyman. They need to know that you are up in arms about this, and we're not going to take it anymore, right? Berkeley, California, overturning their law that banned gas. It was the restaurant people that did it. They found a flaw in the law that says that states can't regulate appliances. The federal government has to. So that turned that around, and maybe that's what will hopefully happen here, too. Let's see. We've got texters. Participate in the program, by the way, if you'd like to, by giving us a call, 803-0930, or write in like texters are writing. First of all, we got a question about the cooking school. Dominic, do you have a gift certificate available for specific amounts for your cooking school? I couldn't find an email or a way to order them online. Simply go to our main menu, cortese.net, drop down services, cooking school. You'll see it. Then all of the dates will pop up. There's little pictures, icons of for each date, and there's a one for give the gift of a cooking class. So there's what you'd click there to purchase a gift certificate. And you can buy them in single or, you know, any component of individuals that you'd like to give the gifts to. Texter's writing, my condo building has only 3-wire service entry into each unit. Will a whole house surge protector still work for my unit?
Yes, if you have individual panels for each unit, then yes, you can put a surge protector on that panel.
And you'd have to have one for each panel.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Another texter, my dryer is on a separate 220 line. Is it a good idea to turn the power off to it when not in use, and I use it twice a week?
If it's not running, you're not using the power. The only thing you would be protecting would be the control board inside there. So if you do get a surge, yes, you would protect it. However, you don't want to be turning the breaker on and off, you know, every week, because you're going to wear that breaker down. Mm-hmm. If you've got a separate switch to turn the 220 line off to the actual dryer, then yeah, you could turn it off if that makes you feel
more comfortable. What would it cost to put a switch like that in, Jeff?
You know, it all depends. We have to see what's there as far as wiring goes and what's going to be involved in doing it. You know, so, you know, we can always get you an estimate to have that done. But, I mean, probably a couple $100 to have it done.
I had a representative on from a surge protector manufacturing company. His name is Matt Vallant. I'm on a few weeks ago. And he mentioned that we are fortunate here in Western New York that we don't have a lot of brownouts.
Correct.
Can you explain the difference between a brownout and a surge?
So a brownout would be where every house has two lines of power coming to it. So a brownout is when one of those lines go down. So you end up with, you have part of your house working and the other part not working, or not working because you have low voltage coming in. So instead of getting 120 volts coming in, maybe you have 89 volts coming in.
Mm-hmm. So this is when you'd see the lights dim, perhaps?
Your lights would dim, or like I said, you got parts of the house that are working. You know, you got a plug in one room and a plug in the other room. One's working, one's not.
So that could also cause problems with appliances, too.
Absolutely, it could. And it also, you know, if you have an air conditioner that runs on 220, you have an electric stove, electric dryer. Now you're trying to run those on half the power that they actually require, so you're going to cause some damage.
Now, he said that once the grid is more relied on, that we're going to start seeing brownouts here.
Absolutely.
And then a surge would be a sudden surge of power.
Correct. So a sudden increase of power.
Okay. Let's see here. It is a separate switch. Thank you. Love your show. Well, thank you for saying
perfect.
That. All right. So let's move on now to Wheatfield, our next stop. And Mike, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. It was 10 degrees here. And my question is, like, I have a 1,400-foot square house. Now, can an air heat pump, can that efficiently heat a house this size down to, say, 0 degrees Fahrenheit? Or you need two heat pumps? And how many amps is going to be needed? We have to change the whole electrical system.
So this is another whole good point of discussion with heat pumps, because there is temperature sensitivity to their operation.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, 1,400 square foot house most likely would be one heat pump. We recommend, honestly, like a dual fuel system if you wanted to go to a heat pump. So the heat pump works down to 34 degrees, and then after that you would have like a furnace, something that runs on gas, to work as backup.
So how are you going to do that?
Well, you wouldn't be able to do it if they banned gas, but that's what we recommend.
So what's going to happen then when we have to rely 100% on a heat pump? How are you going to give a customer the assurance that they're not going to be cold in their house?
You're going to have a backup heat source on there. So what's going to happen is you're going to have electric elements inside of an air handler that when it's below a certain temperature outside, you're going to 100%, you're going to heat these elements up,
and that's what's going to heat your house.
Come on.
Yep.
Then you're going to be talking 60 amps running with that electric backup. So it's going to use a lot of energy. Your bills are going to be very expensive with all electric.
I just can't believe it.
Well, and they're talking about increasing the electric rates, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, they already have. And again, the whole justification there was to get ready for this by having more money in the bank to be able to expand the grid.
But how many amps does that one heat pump take with the air?
It depends on the size of your house, but we're talking 50, 60 amps it could be.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Mike's line now available for you. Our number, 803-0930. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. Zachary Penkew standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Dominic. Good morning. It is 10:30 from the Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom. I'm Zach Penkew. Here's what's happening. South Buffalo and the South Towns are still digging themselves out of the most recent lake effect storm that dumped multiple feet of snow. Andrew Bray with Arbor Lawn and Orchard Park says he's been busy all past few days helping clear out some driveways and parking lots.
Honestly, it felt like it came down quicker and longer than the last one did. I feel like we got a little more snow, which made it a little tougher to clear the driveways and the parking lots and everything, but definitely that second round of snow didn't help. The amount that we got and the amount of time that we got it in was definitely a surprise. I think I was more expecting what I saw in the weather was 18 to 24 inches, and I mean, we definitely got a lot more than that.
You can check out our website for a look at the latest photos from this storm. Two students from the Roy Hart School District are being recognized as heroes after stepping up to help their bus driver who had a medical emergency in the middle of their bus route. Back in early November, after dropping off a student at their house, the bus driver alerted the students that something felt wrong and asked them for help. Two students, Isabella and Timothy, sprang into action and put the brakes on the bus. After getting a hold of the bus garage and tending to the driver, the pair then called 911. Director of the Niagara County Emergency Services Department, Jonathan Schultz, awarded them both with proclamations for their bravery. The WBEN just called Jed for a slur forecast for today. Sun followed by increasing clouds this afternoon, high of 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 23. Tomorrow, dry to start, then a wintry mix of ice, snow, and rain moving in during the afternoon and evening, high of 38. And to top it off, looking at Monday, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a few showers around in the afternoon, high of 46. Right now, sunny and 20 degrees in Buffalo. The WBEN Paul Davis Restoration Newsroom is the news feed that never stops. Stay in the know and follow our updated X feed for the latest by following at WBEN.
Well, are you prepared, folks, for the long, cold winter days ahead? And, of course, it's happening right before our eyes. If you live in the South Towns, yeah, I'm sorry. Over 2 feet of snow in some areas or more. And as we get ready for the holidays, Uncle Bernie, well, he's coming over, and he's got a cold, and he's going to be hacking and sneezing. And you're trapped indoors with him, and you wonder why people get sick, right? Well, keeping you and your family healthy during this time of year requires some extra effort. In fact, there's a lot of pneumonia going around. Have you heard that? Smart families are taking steps to reduce the particles in their home, which are the primary transport vehicles for germs, by having my friends at Indoor Air Professionals come over. And what are they going to do for you? Well, they're going to cut a hole in your ductwork, and they're going to insert the patented column duct cleaning head. And with a high pressure a generator, they're going to blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, suck it out, and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, along with the medical grade air purifiers and the amazing April Air high capacity dehumidifier. Indoor Air Professionals is a place for you to consider maybe giving the gift of clean indoor air. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, it is. It's for all a bunch of reasons besides just being trapped indoors. People get sick this time of year. You know, we indulge a little bit in our diets and all that. Enters in, but the fact is that you can reduce the particulate by a thorough, and I mean thorough, 95% to 99% of all the contamination being extracted from a thorough duct cleaning at indoor air if you haven't used us in the last 3 to 6 years. And of course, the HealthWave medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. You know, HEPA filters don't get most virus particle sizes because they're 0.08 to 1.6 micron in size, and the hopefully goes down to 0.007. So that is the game changer when it comes to, as you said, keeping your family healthy.
716-683-3000, extension 303 will drop you right into Peter's desk. Peter, what are the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for the 14th of December?
All right. So, you know, duct cleaning isn't the sexiest gift under the tree, but we did send out, I saw an email where we're doing 20% off of gift certificates. Well, guess what? I'll let you just do that for yourself if you call today. So you're going to get 20% off of duct cleaning. And once again, that's a real 20% because you'll see I'll share the price list with you. And then $400 off the medical grade air purifier that covers 1,200 square feet, $500 off the whole house unit. And we still have $300 off the April Air high capacity dehumidifier.
Great discounts, and only you can get them, but you got to call Peter right now. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
Kaleida Health is there as families become complete. In a parent's fight to get back home. In kids facing big challenges and finding big joy. And in moments of gratitude that live on long past a life-changing moment. Behind so many Western New York stories, you'll find Kaleida Health. Because health lives here. Discover our patient stories and share your own at healthliveshere.com.
Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Go the extra degree.
In the past, ductless systems were synonymous with air conditioning systems. These new heat pump and hyperheat systems actually are an energy efficient option for putting heat in your home as well.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Mitsubishi Electric Train ductless heating and cooling system.
These units run 365 days a year in all seasons. They're no longer just a cooling only system. With a Mitsubishi Train ductless split system, those units are placed throughout your home and the temperatures are controlled just in that single area, so you can have one room a little warmer or a little cooler throughout your home, and it's not operating off of one unit with one thermostat.
Go the extra degree.
Heat wave, heating and cooling. Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Are you looking to save on your utility bills this winter? Well, for easy, affordable solutions, go to Lenco, the industry leader for home improvement with fiberglass insulation by Owens Corning. You will save money on your heating bills and be more comfortable in your home. Get wholesale pricing on Owens Corning insulation in store at any of the three convenient Lenco locations. There is one in Waynesville. There is one in Kenmore. Or, of course, the main building in Buffalo. Or shop online 24/7 at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
This is Jeffrey Zimmer from Reed's Gens. My family's been assisting Western New Yorkers with their engagement rings for over 110 years. While our longevity is impressive, there are many reasons to entrust us with your diamond selection. We buy all our diamonds in the world's cutting centers. We have offices and dedicated associates globally working to assist me in finding the best quality diamond for the best price. No one local can claim that. Reed's Gen subscribes to the GIA grading system and grading reports exclusively for our mine diamonds, which means we're not overgrading your diamond. Our stringent quality standards are also layered on our proprietary lab-grown brand, Unearthed. Once your diamond's selected, we custom craft your engagement setting in our own factory in Buffalo. It's our mission to protect you through the diamond buying process, not to sell you. These facts and so many more are what's kept us in business since 1912. I'd be honored to be given the chance for Reed's Gens to escort you down the aisle.
Capture the magic of the winter season at Niagara Falls Winter Festival of Lights. Canada's largest free outdoor lights festival is 51 nights of twinkling lights and falls illuminations. More than 3 million lights, interactive displays, the hot chocolate trail with over 35 different hot chocolates to try, and 21 nights of fireworks over Niagara Falls. It's just a short drive away. The 42nd annual Niagara Falls Winter Festival of Lights, on now through January 5th. Plan your stay at WFOL.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. When you call Ava, you get superior service. And did you know that Ava installs over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? It is astounding, but it's true. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. That's 343-ROOF. Or go to avaroofing.com. Book your appointment online. Ava also offers you 0% financing, by the way. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
And you show me a sign.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
1041 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez, my guest in studio from TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. They are HVAC experts and, of course, electrical as well. Jeff Winarski and Matthew Schultz. And we're looking forward to them being around into the new year. By the way, starting the new year, we go to 2 hours. Hammer Time Radio expands from 10 till noon, starting with the new year. We're excited about that, spending more time with you, helping you with your home improvement dilemmas, and some great sponsors lined up to support that, including TRS Heating and Air Conditioning. And we're looking forward to that. And, of course, Senior Radio will follow us at noon. So they'll be still be here just an hour later as we go from 10 till noon starting January the 1st. Let's see here. Let's go to the phones. We've got Bill and Wilson calling. Good morning, Bill. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Bill Rott here.
Hey, William. How are you?
I'm okay. Listen, I bought a house, wife and I bought a little house, ranch house in Wilson a few years ago, and downsized. And one of the things we did, I've had a large portable generator for like 30 years, still works fine. And we lost power last night. And so I had, when I first moved here, I had an electrician run a number 10 wire outside down through the house to the panel. And I just went outside, shut the panel off from the outside, and started my generator up, and I had electricity throughout the house in a few minutes.
Okay.
Now, I know not everybody can do that, but if you have the ability and you're able, I would highly recommend to get a standby generator.
Of course.
Takes and have an electrician run the wire properly. And it takes a few minutes, and we had electric, and probably more important is heat.
Now, your generator is not an auto start?
No, I got a big old giant hand pull.
Oh, got it. Okay. Okay, it's a portable.
Portable, yes.
Portable with a switch, a switching station.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, so any comments to that, Jeff?
No, we've done quite a few of them. There's an interlock that has to go into the panel downstairs, so when you shut the main off and turn the breaker on to feed the panel, you know, you can't feed them both at the same time, so there is an interlock that has to be put in place. But, yeah, they're actually becoming pretty popular. A lot of people are doing them. They're a good way to, you know, get some power to your house if you can't afford to put a whole house in.
Now, we talk about the price spread between what Bill has, a portable generator, to a standby, permanent standby. I mean, what are we talking?
Oh, significant amount.
Yeah. You're talking about a $10,000 difference. You know, if you go buy a good, we supply a good Generac portable generator, you would do it all, you know, between $3,000 and $4,000, mm-hmm. as opposed to, gosh, generators can be, depending on what size.
$10,000, $12,000, depending on the size.
$14,000.
Yeah, but long-term peace of mind, though, what do you think as far as the investment goes?
The natural gas ones, you know, that's the best thing. I mean, they're going to turn on if you lose power. They're going to turn off when you get power back. They're going to do everything automatically. You're not even going to know you got an issue.
Mm-hmm.
The portable ones, yeah, you got to drag it out of the garage. You got to plug it in. You got to flip the breakers. You got to start the generator. If you're able to do that, great. But a lot of people aren't able to do that. Or, you know, if the husband isn't home and the wife may not know how to do it.
And then what if we have 3 feet of snow, too? You know, that's another element.
Well, and it's another thing that can disappear, too. You know, when times get tough and neighborhoods are out of power for a week, people start going around looking for generators at.
Sure. Now you just gave the bad guys an idea.
Yeah.
They already have those ideas.
They already have it. I've seen it. So.
All right, Billy. Thanks for calling, huh?
All right. Yeah,
Merry
day,
Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas. That's Bill Rott from William C. Rott & Sons. What we were talking about, the idea of a generator, a permanent generator, but with that comes a responsibility of changing the oil. Now, you guys do that, and you mark your calendar so a homeowner doesn't have to remember to call you.
Yep, we get them every year. You get your generator done, change the oil, change the air filter, change spark plugs, do a full check on it, make sure everything's working the way it should be working.
And so it's important to point that out, that even though we may not have had a power outage, your generator still tests itself every week.
They're supposed to, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And with that, it's using up. You know, it's using the oil, so you've got to make sure that you replace that.
Well, you're burning the oil, and then also, you know, in the cold temperatures, you get some moisture in there, so now that mixes with the oil, so you mm-hmm. definitely want to get it changed every year.
Okay, let's see. Where were we on the text board? So, Ford from Canada says that Canada should cut off electricity to the United States if we impose tariffs. What's next? No Molson Ale? Well, hopefully not, and I think hopefully that issue will get resolved when they listen to what Trump's asking for, which is better control of the drugs coming in. You don't think about drugs coming in from the northern border, but I guess it's an issue. I have a gas generator. Will I need a surge protector with a gas generator? Obviously, yes.
If it's a portable one, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. How much does an average whole house surge protector cost?
We're between $500 and $700, I believe. It doesn't take very long. It's, you know, maybe an hour. Our job to do. It's
and the unit itself is not an expensive part.
It's not super expensive, no, but imagine what it could save you. It
Amen.
Could save all your electronics in your home.
Oh, so, my God, it's amazing how much it could save.
Yeah, so yep. It's a small percentage of all that, so yeah. I highly recommend it.
Okay. Now, we got a special we want to throw out to our listeners today.
So for your Generac generators, if you call in and you schedule your maintenance, we will come out and do your Generac generator for $129 plus tax. And we'll also put out there a health and safety inspection for your furnaces at $89 plus tax. So just call in, tell them you heard it on the show, and we'll give you the special rate.
There you go. Pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio. 803-0930. Pick up the phone right now or text us. We'd love to hear from you. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Hey, it's Dominic here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Don is a master plumber, and he's been so for over 35 years. Don's customer retention rate, folks, is 98%. Can you believe that? It's true, and it tells you everything you need to know. Take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it, and here it is. 716-861-7337. 861-7337. 37 online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg. Football fans, listen up. Are you ready to turn your love for the game into free furniture? We have the ultimate touchdown deal just for you. Buy furniture from Town & Country Furniture during the football season, and if Buffalo wins the big game, your furniture's on the house. That's right. Whatever you buy at Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg is free when Buffalo wins the big game in February. Picture yourself lounging in luxury, hosting game day parties in style, all while celebrating Buffalo's triumph. And it might not cost you a dime. Don't wait until the clock runs out. This offer is only valid for a limited time. So visit Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg today and get ready to score big with free furniture when Buffalo wins the big game. Town & Country Furniture, where every win could mean free furniture.
It may not surprise you to learn that I know some veterans right here in Western New York. This is David Bellavia, and some of us have been through an awful lot. But now, if we get denied disability benefits from the VA, well, there's a law firm that will fight for us. Hiller Comerford Injury and Disability Law. If you're a veteran and you've been denied disability benefits, it's Hiller time. Get a free consultation when you call 866-HILLER-LAW. Learn more at hillercomerford.com. Hiller Comerford Injury and Disability Law fights for the veterans who fought for us.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-987-6122. 800-987-6122. 800-987-6122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of fine dining at the Buffalo Chop House. The Buffalo Chop House is Buffalo's premier fine dining establishment. They offer the best prime steaks, fresh seafood, and a luxurious, elegant ambiance. Right now, get a $25 bonus certificate with the purchase of every $100 gift certificate. Experience five-star dining at its finest at the Buffalo Chop House at 282 Franklin Street in downtown Buffalo. Find them online at BuffaloChopHouse.com.
Hey, as the cold weather approaches us, there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home. If your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, well, it's time to call my friends at TRS, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer you many financing options. Now, if you haven't had them come out for a health and safety check, today is the day to do it. It's reduced to $89 for you today. Mention you heard Hammer Time Radio, and you'll get that extra $10 off. Go to TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. That's TRSHeatingAndAirConditioning.com for more details. TRS, powering tomorrow and comforting today. And we're back at 10:53. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortez, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Expanding till noon, starting after the first of the year. So we're excited about that. Moving along back to the calls, we go to Williamsville. And Sam, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, I've been researching a little bit, putting in a sort of a new shower for a small sort of its existing tub. And
okay, a tub that doesn't have a shower?
No, it does have a shower, but I want to convert it to a walk-in.
Got it. Shower only. Eliminating the tub and making it a walk-in shower.
Yeah, so I've been, you know, and I get a bundle of calls because I've gone online and looked at them. And what would you recommend? You know, the bottom line is I'm looking for a quality job at a reasonable price.
Okay. We have every possible option to offer you if you want to come out and see us. We could do the high-end spa-like full tile shower with niches and, you know, all the jets and everything you'd want for a bell and a whistle, custom glass. And then you can go all the way down the other end to a acrylic unit made by Kohler that snaps together, no caulk, no grout. And there's a couple steps in between. We have some new materials that are fancy laminates that are waterproof. We actually have a European import that is made out of wood, believe it or not, made for a shower. It's been proven to be able to withstand being underwater. So that's a great option. It's kind of falling in the middle, as I said. So there's a lot of choices.
Yeah, I did visit your place, and I know you guys do a high quality job. No question about it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But I'm trying to, and I don't want all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
To be honest with you,
I would direct you if you want to keep the costs really, really tight. I would direct you to either the Wilson Art product we have or the Kohler Sterling Accord unit. The Accord unit has a seat that lifts out that you can actually have it.
I definitely want one of those.
Yeah.
I actually have a manual seat that I put in.
Yeah, there you go. I would have you take a look at the Accord. It's in our showroom, and you can see that option. You can also see the other options, as I mentioned. So come on back.
Okay. All right. I certainly will. I appreciate your input.
All right, Sam. Thanks for the call. Sam's line now free at 803-0930. Back to the text board, however. Let's see. Do you, Dom, you said you're going to need 300 to 400 amps of service to in our homes to run all electric heat pumps, etc. Do you need a special permit and the cost of that to upgrade above 200 amp? And also, does it get really expensive to get service above 200 amps?
Yes. First question, yes, you do have to pull a permit. We pull permits on every job. It has to be inspected. Does it get really expensive? Yes. You know, if you start talking about the heating end too in a heat pump, and if you went with just a heat pump, you might have to increase the size of your ductwork in your house. There's more to this than just changing your service. You know, by 2030, they're talking about us having to go to 70% renewable resources. The price tag to upgrade your home, between $25,000 and $30,000 altogether. Just
so if you were in charge, Matthew, and you were able to make the policy as to what direction we would go to heat and cool our homes, what would you do?
Dual fuel. You know, if I don't know, I don't want to get political here, but you want to charge us high taxes and then give it back to us in rebates to upgrade our homes? I don't see how that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But dual fuel. You know, if heat pumps work, they're very expensive. They could save you some money. But like I said, you put a nice heat pump in that works down to about 35 degrees outside, and then you have maybe a two-stage furnace to work as your backup heat.
But then when we talk about that in comparison to what a gas furnace can do, the cost of utility is dramatically different.
Yes. Yeah. And I can't tell you're going to get your savings back from a heat pump. With these heat pumps, there's a lot more technology, a lot more things that can break. We're going to be out there servicing that thing. I can't tell you that you're going to get your payback in, let's be honest, 10 to 12 years, which is the life of the unit.
Ideally, geothermal is the way to go, but you talk about the cost. I mean, there's nothing more expensive than a geothermal system. And you mentioned rebates. There's all kinds of federal incentives to put geothermal in.
Yes, but if the rebates aren't there that year, then you're probably not going to do it.
And that's exactly right. They're just moving the dial by giving rebates. The cost's still there. It's the government that's paying for these rebates.
Yes, correct.
Solar included.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. We mentioned charging stations. You've been putting those in.
Yeah, we've been putting car chargers in. They're becoming more and more popular. But again, you know, with a car charger now, some people do have to upgrade their systems because their electrical panels and things like that that they have in the house won't support the car chargers.
What do they need and what do they draw in terms of usage?
It depends on what charger you're putting in, but some of them have been 40, 50, 60 amps, depending on, you know, what you're putting in.
Have you seen that there's no universality on terms of what a car charger is? I know that Tesla has a certain style and then the other manufacturers have another style.
Yeah, everybody's got their own, you know, and they'll all charge at different rates and use different power. And, you know, it's all depending on what you purchase.
Just like you have to have Apple's charging cable to charge your phone.
Phone, yeah. Same thing.
Same thing.
Same thing.
Do you think that at some point that should be standardized and it'd be universal so that when you're traveling especially, you can look for a station that doesn't have to be a Tesla brand?
Well, you would think, but is that ever going to happen? Probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to see that happen either. But I do want to thank both of you, Matthew and Jeff, for spending the time with us. Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Christmas.
Your game predictions.
My game prediction? I don't know. After last week, I'm a little nervous, but I still think it's going to be high scoring. Have I got them all right so far?
Yeah, you have.
All right, let's go all Bills 31-28.
There you go. Go Bills. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.